So last time on Sunday we learned Sif Aleph. So Nachum, I tried calling you 3 a.m, you didn't answer. I couldn't believe it. It was engaged. You must have been talking to Ramesh Zelig. The halachas were rather complex. And as I mentioned, we need to do chazara and draw a chart, etc., etc. But in very brief summary, the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. The confusing thing was that the Sif Gimel lurking, which was the Bahag, which could throw a spanner in the works. But the two opinions brought in Sif Aleph as well. If Birkei Sehem Shiva Veshavois, if we're talking about an apple and an olive, then Shiva Saminim wins the day, even if it's not Chaviv. And if there's no min shiva, then you go for chaviv. So far, so good. If there's not birkei shen shavais, for example, a tznoin and a zayis, then you do whatever you like. Chaviv does not get a look in. That was the first opinion. Then the Shulchan Aruch brought the yesh oimrim, that was Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? That no, you do go for chaviv then. That was basically a very brief summary of everything we learned. We saw lots of pratim along the way, but the main confusing part, or the number one point to point out, is 1 second. So who do we paskin like now? I.e., halacha lemaisa. When you have your tznoin and your zayis, or let's make a more practical example, your banana and your apple, what do? There is no... It is definitely two brachas. That's obviously not a discussion. According to the first opinion, do as you please. According to the second opinion, you go for chaviv. Normally the rule is, when you have a stam and a yesh oimrim, we go with a stam. Here we saw last time that this is an exception to that rule. Because the Bi'alocha said, and actually he was a little bit upset about it, he says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch wrote this as a yesh oimrim. Yesh oimrim sounds like, there are some who say it's a fringe opinion, minority opinion, but it's not true. And the Bi'alocha, Kedarkei Bakoidesh, explored the whole Inyan, and he brings a whole massive list of Rishonim who hold like this. It's not just Tosfos. Not only that, to make matters worse, says the Bi'alocha, the first opinion is a Das Yochid. So it mamish should be the exact opposite way around. The Stam should be the Yesh Oimrim, and the Yesh Oimrim should be the Stam. The Bi'alocha says, therefore, we pass on like the Yesh Oimrim. So essentially, even though it sounds a little bit complicated, but essentially, l'chayra, it comes out pretty clear. Banana and apple, what do? You go for chaviv. That's what it sounds like. Halacha l'maisa.
Not by Bahag.
But then we have the complication of the Bahag. Because the Bahag says in Sif Gimel that when you have Ha'etz versus Ha'adoma, Ha'etz always comes first, period. Just like, for example, if you have Ha'etz and Shahakoil, so we know the halacha then is Ha'etz comes first, Chaviv and all that is irrelevant. Ha'etz always beats Shahakoil. So the Smag holds, Bahag holds that Ha'etz always beats Ha'adoma. So how does that fit in over now? So basically the real answer is we do not paskin like the Bahag. That'd be the easiest way to say it, and therefore we can forget about it. But the Bi'alocha made things a little bit complicated for us and says, no, we don't completely forget about it. We make some sort of compromise. What's the compromise? The compromise is as follows. There was a discussion, what exactly is the definition of Chaviv? Now, there are two ways you can look at it, and the very simple way to present it is, does Chaviv mean generally, or Chaviv means now? Two opinions. What did the Shulchan Aruch define as Chaviv? Generally. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, if you remember, I think that was the last Mishnah Berurah we saw in Sif Katan, Yud Aleph says, but if you made a bracha on the one that's Chaviv now, it's not the end of the world, because many poskim do hold like that. So it's definitely two opinions. So the Bi'alocha said as follows. Let's now combine two opinions. Do we hold of the Bahag? No. Do we hold of Chaviv now? Also not. But if the two come together, then they join forces and we will go with that. So for example, imagine you have an apple and a banana. An apple and a banana. So we would go with the Tosfos, you make a bracha on whichever is chaviv. So imagine the banana is generally more chaviv to you. So what would the Shulchan Aruch say? Make a bracha on the banana, ha'etz, ha'adama, and then come back to the ha'etz. What would the Bahag say? Bahag would say, ha'etz, but we don't paskin like that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha, yeah. But if it happens to be that the apple is chaviv to you now, then you should make the ha'etz first. Why? Because you've got the chaviv now, Rishonim. Plus you've got the Bahag. Combining the two, that would now give precedence to the ha'etz. That's why it was a little bit complicated.
According to the Bahag, you wouldn't do the ha'etz anyway.
To the contrary.
You need it.
The Bahag says you always do ha'etz for first.
Okay.
The Bahag says chaviv is irrelevant, ha'etz always wins the day. We do not paskin like that.
Unless
it's chaviv to you now.
Yeah.
We normally paskin by bir halacha. Isn't that more than just the ian of the...
If you write the Shukotay and you write clearly that's the halacha, then we would go with it. Okay. Unless it contradicts what's written in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, by the way, we must remember, when we're having our ha'etz versus ha'adomo discussion, and we're saying what wins the day, basically chaviv, that's even if the ha'etz is shiva saminim. How do I know? Because the example of the Shulchan Aruch was tznoin
v'zayis.
Zayis is shiva saminim. The Shulchan Aruch says, yesh oimrim, toisvers, and Bi'alocha says, we paskenai toisvers. Chaviv wins the day. Huh, what do you mean? Well, I'm going to make a bracha of it's nine. Bezayis is shivas aminim. Doesn't matter. Tosfos says Chaviv wins the day. So, to summarize the summary, if we go with Tosfos, it basically turns out, and I say it carefully because not entirely, but basically turns out, shivas aminim, etc., etc., is only a discussion when you have one bracha. Shavuos. But if it's Einom Shavuos, it's two brachos, Shivas Aminim is irrelevant, and Chaviv wins the day. Now, another detail we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if there's no distinction in the Chavivos? You like them both. Or you dislike them both. So then you go to the next Maila, which is Sholim. Either Shivas Aminim or Sholim. If there's no Shivas Aminim, Sholim. It's not Sholim, Godel. Then you go to all the other milers that we've discussed elsewhere. That's basically how we emerged last time. I think. Now, the problem is, Sif Beis is going to be now, let's learn Sif Beis. Sif Beis is going to be another spanner in the works.
Whatever that
means. A cat amongst the pigeons.
Monkey wrench.
Monkey wrench. Sif Bimel, Sif Beis. Ula Harambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we ain't done yet. Ula HaRambam, according to the Rambam, which we never actually learned the Rambam together, but let's now see the Shulchan Aruch. Im haya min echad chaviv lo yoyser. If one of the minim was chaviv, bein shebirkoyseim shavois, bein sheeinom shavois, bein sheyesh bemin min shiva, bein sheein bemin shiva. Maktim hachoviv loy oz ba'oisa sha'ah. How many chidushim did the Shulchan Aruch just tell us? He says, according to the Rambam, whenever you have choviv, I don't care whether it's shavois or not, I don't care whether there's min shiva or not, you always made the bracha over that which is choviv to you now. How many chidushim is that?
Well, at least we've got the
I would say, I think it's at least two chidushim. 2 points of conflict over Sif Aleph.
Shavuos is not.
Number one, Shavuos. According to Sif Aleph, what's the halacha when you have your apple and your zayis? What's the halacha? Lemaisa? Shavuos Aminim. And yet the Rambam says?
Dead manna. Chaviv.
That's halacha number one, chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is, how did he define chaviv? Oisisho. That's also not like Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph says that chaviv is generally. By the way, I saw a fascinating discussion on Sunday night after we learned big machlik sapoiskim. What happens if something is chaviv to you regularly? You regularly have this mamash every day, but for medical reasons, not because you enjoy it. Is that called chaviv? Shulchan Aruch again says chaviv means not what you want at this particular moment, but what's generally more chaviv to you. So imagine somebody has stomach issues, so he has prunes every single day. He doesn't particularly like the taste, but they say it's healthy for stomach or diarrhea issues.
It's not chaviv anymore. Find what chaviv is.
It's not chaviv.
That's something you want.
I do want it, because it helps him medically. I want it very much. Does chaviv have to mean you want it for its taste reasons, or you want it for health reasons? So big machlokes about it. Shlomo Zalman Oyebach. Chaim ben Chashayim. So Shlomo Zalman Oyebach says it's considered chaviv.
If you're taking it.
Chiddush, for medical reasons. Yes, yeah. Shem Zalman Oyebach says, consider chavif. Chiddush.
Where would you read
such? Where did I see it? I saw it brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu. Big chiddush, no? I would have said, I think that's what they bring from Chaim from Scheinberg. That's not called chaviv. You don't have any chavivas towards it, any special affinity. It just happens to be that the doctors prescribe it for you because it's healthy. Shem Zalman Oyebach, again, I don't know how reliable it is. You see it in your Rabbi Dirshu?
Mm-hmm. The Simmer? The Simmer?
Yeah, on the Sif of Chaviv. And the Shulchan Aruch says that Chaviv is what you generally consider more Chaviv. I'll call upon him v'oifen. So the Rambam seems to be telling me now two Chidushim, unlike that which we learned in Sif Aleph. Number one, that Chaviv always wins the day and not Shivas Aminim, which, by the way, is another way of saying what? Who does he paskin like the Rambam? Chachamim. What is this? Chachamim. We have a machloikis tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do you make a bracha on the Shivas Aminim? Do you make a bracha on the Chaviv? Sif Aleph said, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskin like the Chachamim.
Logic.
That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is, there's a new definition of Chaviv. Chaviv means
now.
Not, it doesn't matter what you normally like. Let's just finish off. The Shulchan Aruch says in conclusion, V'im einoi roitze bazeh yesa mi bazeh. But if you don't happen to like one more than the other, in other words, chaviv is not a factor, then only then you'd go down to the The next criteria of Shivas Aminim says the Mishnah Brura, Yud Beis, Makdim HaChoviv. The Rambam says that you give precedence to the Choviv. Polig Aldea Rishayna. This disagrees with Dea Rishayna, in other words, what we learned in Sif Aleph. Vesvirilein, he holds the Choviv Odif La'oilom, underline. Always, not only when you have two minim, Einom Shavois, but even when it's Shavois, always Choviv wins the day. Va'af, de Birkoseim, Shavois. Ve'yesh behem in Shiva, I couldn't care less. Choviv, Koidem, Levarech, Olav. Choviv always wins the day. That's one Chiddush. Says the Mishnah Brura, Yud Beis. Ba'oisei Shah, Choviv, you look at now. Gambozeh, Poligal Deir Rishayna. That's another Chiddush. That is also a point of conflict with Sif Aleph. V'svirilei, because he holds, who's he? The Rambam. De'einoi nikra choviv, mashe choviv alof tomid. That's not what choviv is, rather. Elo mashe choviv alof boisei sho. Moirai v'raboisei. What do we pasken? Like Sif Aleph or Sif Beis? Says the Mishnah Brura, u'mashma. Mistima samachaba, from the way the Machaba writes it, de ha'ika kedeya hori shayna. Shehi das roiv hapoiskim. So there we have it.
The shorter book brought the Rambam out of cover the Rambam.
Right. Even though the Shaar Tzion points out at the bottom that actually the Rambam is not a Das Yochid. Mishabura brings a Taz. It's an extremely complicated bottom line. Mishabura says, you know, they asked the Mishabura of Kirschenbaum from Ramah Aleph, once told me many years ago, that when the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Mishnah Brura, we have to realize the Chafetz Chaim was really a groundbreaking work. There is no work like the Mishnah Brura. Nothing like it. So they asked the Chafetz Chaim, you know, how is it that you took the Achrayas on occasions, Machlokas Rishonim, and you had to decide? We're not big enough to do that. If we were to be asked, what should we do? I don't know, it's machlokes, so chveis, hedge your bet, safik brochas, I don't know, maybe make hamwitzi to get out of the issue. Shabura says, no, roiv achronim, bing, bang, that's... So he asked the Chavetz Chaim, how were you able to do that? So the Chavetz Chaim, apparently that's what he told me, Rav Kirschenbaum, answered, whenever I felt. Sometimes, by the way, the Chavetz Chaim does not pasken, and he leaves it open, and he says, it's machlokes, therefore, we should be machma, whatever it is. So Chofetz Chaim says, wherever I feel that it was necessary to be machria, i.e. not to leave it unresolved, I did chazora of the sugya, of the relevant sugyas 36 times, and I was then machria. Manoy maranan. So what do we say? You know when he was telling me this, Rav Kirschenbaum? He was telling me this specifically with regard to a lot of Sforim that have come out in the last 10, 20 years. There's a new type of Sefer that's come out in the last 10 or 20 years which never existed 30 or 40 years ago. What is that? Short Psak Halachos Sefer. You can get a Sefer in almost any topic now that will not tell you about the Gemaras, the Rishonim. Bottom line, who do we pasken like? And it brings, he holds this, he holds that, he holds that, he holds this, he holds the other. For example, very, very popular sefer at the moment, Orcha Shabbos. Right, we learned some of it together. Orcha Shabbos has become an extremely popular work. Very, very easy to learn, nice big letters, clearly presented, practical examples. But he's not machria there. Yesh oimrim this, yesh oimrim that. Thank you very much. Next halacha. Yesh Oimrim Muta, Yesh Oimrim Chayev. Yesh Oimrim Drabonon, Yesh Oimrim. That's just Hilchah Shabbos. You go to a shul like the Gro, and you go to the halacha shelves, you'll find a sefer on almost every topic. Any topic that you'll need, you'll find a contemporary, brief, concise halachic work. So Rav Kirschman was telling me that the difference between all of these works and the Chofetz Chaim is that in the main, the people who are writing all of these works, even if they might well be Talmid Chachamim, but they're not in the same league as the Chofetz Chaim. Therefore, it's not that they are not machria, they cannot be machria. Who are they to be machria? Mishnah Berurah was machria, not between achreinim, between gedolei harishonim sometimes. I remember there was somebody in the Gros Shul who shall remain nameless. There used to be a tkufa where after Shacharis, every single day somebody else used to read a halacha. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Now what? Kuvel does it every day? It used to be every single day there was a certain sefer and everyone. There was, on one occasion, there was somebody who read the sefer. It was a halacha with regard to Krishna. And he said, yeah, so Rashi says the following. And Rabbeinu Tam says the following. Now, I personally think Rabbeinu Tam really is the one who makes sense of it here because Rav Kornfeld was absolutely ballistic with him. So he said, really, when did you just become a Rishon? Mazel Tov, who crowned you? If you say, I've got a kasha, I don't understand, kachu darka shel Torah, where we do that all day long. What was Pshat in Rashi, we need to. But turn around and say, yeah, well, personally, I think Rabbeinu Tam makes more sense. And I would go with that. What's good? Who do you think you are? But the Chofetz Chaim does on every single page. Say that, because the Chofetz Chaim learned the whole sugya and then did it 36 times just to make sure. So he was big enough to machria. The Chazon Ish, in one of his sforim, goes through all of the Mesoires HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibel Torah, Misinai, Umesara, Yeshua, Yeshua, Lezakenim, Zakenim, Lanshe Knesak Dela. So Chavetz Chaim, the Chaznish, traces all the way from the Tanaim to the Amoraim to the Goinim to the Rishonim to the Achrainim, the Mesoires HaTorah. And he stops at Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim was the last stop in the Mesoires HaTorah. At least when the Chaznish wrote, you could speculate, maybe the next stop was the Chaznish. At least the Chaznish wrote that the Chofetz Chaim was the man. So maybe the Chofetz Chaim came machria. That's why the Chofetz Chaim Sefer was a groundbreaking work. It's not like, in any way, all the Svarim, the contemporary Svarim, which even the good ones, I'm not talking about the inaccurate ones, but even the accurate ones, they might be very good. But sometimes they're too good. What I mean they're too good? They'll quote every single opinion. There's 17 opinions on this Shiloh. Well, what does that help me? I have a chavrusa in the mornings just before we have our shir. I'm learning Hilchas Mezuzah. So I have a sefer at home. I just showed my chavrusa just this morning. The sefer doesn't even look like Mishnah Berurah. It looks even more scary. The sefer Mezuzah has at the top of each page about two or three lines of text. 98% of the sefer is all the footnotes at the bottom of the page. What is it? All different marmakomas and 10 trillion opinions and everything. Now, it's a fantastic sefer, it's on Hilchas Mezuzah, and he brings every opinion you've ever heard of and every opinion you haven't heard of, but he's not machria. It's definitely big Talmud Chacham, he lives here in Beit Shemesh. Chofetz Chaim was machria. Chofetz Chaim was able to say, sorry, Rav Achreinim go with this opinion, and that's the halacha lemaisa. Finished. That's the achrayis of the Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim.
So what do we do? We ask the wrong.
No, if Chofetz Chaim is machria, the Chofetz Chaim is machria.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, in those cases,
in the cases that not, so each case needs to be judged on its own merit. What do you do? So should you machmir? Should you mekel? Should you avoid it? Should you not? Can you choose whatever you want? What's the? What? Sometimes there exists a concept of it's true, so that there's an opinion like this, there's an opinion like this, but there's minhag ha'olam. Minhag takes extremely, has to be taken extremely, extremely important, very, very, very seriously. If the minhag of Klal Yisrael, in fact, sometimes even against the Mishnah Berurah. I'll give you a classic example. My uncle always gives this to me as an example. What happens if you have an apple, which you have to make a bir priyo eitzon, and you haven't had it for a while? It's a brand new season, so you make a shechiyon. So you've got to make two brachas. Which one do you make first, to eitz or shechiyon?
Right.
The Mishnah Berurah says, absolutely categorically, you first say Shechiyonu and then say Ho'etz. Say that. My uncle always says, fine, that's the halacha. The minig is not that way. The minig is, we say Ho'etz and then Shechiyonu. That's the minig. Finished.
So the name is really Nachriya, it's just where the Mishnah Berurah was at Nachriya. Because
really
these
Sfarim,
you say Rav Steinman did this, Rav
Chaim. I'm saying it's not left for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Say, well, I think this, I think that. If you're a huge Tom Chochem, you have to have a chreis, you have to be able to judge each case in its merit. I just had now last week an extremely complicated, very delicate, sensitive question I discussed with my uncle. And he told me, really, the halacha is most opinions go with ABC. But he says, in this case, it was an extreme shas hadchak. And I had no clue, it literally meant whatever, extremely complicated case. One of the members of the marriage who had to move out of the house is a yichud. I had to make it. Because there isn't a minority opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a certain kula, even though I don't normally go with that, but under this circuit, that's the view of a Pesach. Which, by the way, is the reason why every Rav, every Pesach, has to do Shimush Chachamim. Has to. Why? Because you can learn all the sugyas, you learn all the halachas, but then you need an approach in halacha. Not just what the halacha, an approach in halacha. When can we be mikol? When can we be machmir? When is the shas hadchak? When's not? When are we perhaps going to rely on a certain opinion? When not? That you won't get from what's written in the book. That you will not, hopefully, meet a Rav who isn't a Talmud of a Rebbe. Not just somebody who's learnt the sugyas very well and learnt all halacha. But where's your chinuch in halacha from? Where's your shimush? That's what you need shimush from. Chazal tell us, gedoyla shimusha yoysa melimuda. Shimush in some aspects is even greater than the learning, because that's the practical adaptation of the halacha. Etc., etc., etc.
You say before about the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch HaShulchan came out first.
Aruch HaShulchan came out first. The Aruch HaShulchan, to be honest, I've heard this from a number of people, the Aruch HaShulchan is a phenomenal work, and the Aruch HaShulchan, as you mentioned, was published before the Mishnah Berurah, and I've heard from very reliable sources,
who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan?
The Aruch HaShulchan was Epstein in Europe, and I've heard, somebody told me, a big Talmud Chacham in Har Nof, whose father learned in the Radin Yeshiva with the Chofetz Chaim, and he told his son, and his son told me, every Rav in Europe had an Aruch HaShulchan on his table, and that was the final word. So much so, that he, this particular Rav, his name is Rav Michal Shurkin, he's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he told me, Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, if the Aruch HaShulchan says one thing, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, then we go with the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not sure if everybody agrees with that, but Al Kapon, it's true. But the Aruch HaShulchan was a different type of work. Aruch HaShulchan, even though he went, again, according to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, and even though he absolutely did Paskin as well, but the way he writes his work is very different to the Mishnah Berurah. He builds you up from the sugyas, he goes right from the beginning, it's a phenomenal work. Okay, back to our subject, let's try and finish off. Sif Gimel. Now, Sif Gimel, essentially, we've seen. Sif Gimel is where we're going to see the Bahad brought again. Hey, view lefonav, dovo shebirkose, brey priho eitz, vedovo shebirkose shahakoil. What's the halacha? Boire priho eitz, koideme shehi chashuvo. Why is ho eitz more chashuv? Because it's more specific, it's more limited. Sheena poiteres ela dovo echo. The only part is one thing, i.e., fruits. Whereas shahakoil patters many things. The meat and eggs and fish and there's many different species. So the more general, the more inclusive, the less choshev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotn Yud Dalud, Bore Prioitz Koidemes Vafilu Min Hasheni Choviv Olov. Even if the Min Hasheni, even if the shahakoil is more choviv. So if you have a piece of juicy lamb chop in front of you, but you have an apple, which one do you make a bracha over? Apple, even though you much prefer the juicy lamb chop, doesn't matter, it's always wins the day. Chaviv is all irrelevant. Shehi chashuva pirish, says Mishnah Berurah, you've gotten tezvav. The birkas, borei prio eitz, mevureres tfei. It's more specific, al eiz mevarech, v'chashuva hi mebirka shehakol. It's much more prominent than the bracha of shehakol. Why? She'eino rak bracha koileles. What does it mean, bracha koileles? It's like a general bracha, l'chol aminim. Basically, it's the joker in the pack bracha. It's the one size fits all. Okay, back into the Shulchan Aruch top line. V'chein b'irei priyo adomo v'shahakol. Again, b'irei priyo adomo k'idemes. Why? Says Mishabura Tezayin, for the same reason. Chashuva nami. Mishakol, that's also more prominent than shakol. The mevarer ba bracha, because it is specific to the bracha, rak mine bar pri hadama. It only pertains to fruits of the ground. Mashain kin, like we said before, shakol de keleles hakol. Shakol is basically everything. Va'al kein, therefore, kashemivim lefonav, what's yud yud shin? Yayin sorof, which is whiskey. Im merkachas. Merkachas is some sort of spice or vegetable. What would you do first? Yevarech ala merkachas tchila. It's hadoma. Afsha hayayin sarof, even though the whiskey shot. Chovev olav yoisa. So again, you come to somebody's house. Says, oh, here, have a glass of whiskey. Together with a banana. No, you much prefer a shot of whiskey. Banana takes precedence. Irrelevant what's chovev. Final case is a Shulchan Aruch, and if you have a clash of Ho'eitz and Ho'adoma, what do? So Ho'eitz beats Shehakol. Ho'adoma beats Shehakol. What about Hadoma versus Ho'eitz? So this is the Bahag. So the Shulchan Aruch does not pass like the Bahag. V'meviu lefonov borei pri Ho'eitz or pri Ho'adoma eize mehem sheyirtze yaktim. You make a bracha over whichever one you want. The Yesh Oimrim. Who's the Yesh Oimrim over here? How do you know? So you see next to the word Yesh Oimrim is a little tes. Look in the margin. What does it say in tes? Harosh, B'Shem, Bahag.
What is Mazonos for in here?
It's a whole separate discussion. He goes on to it afterwards.
We have our case in the case back with the banana and the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you said before, with respect, if he's taking the whiskey because of Brius, is medicinal?
No, but it's irrelevant. Hadamas are coming first anyway.
Even okay, because it's Shehakol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chaviv totally goes out the window. Says the Mishnah Bura Yud Zayin, you make a bracha whichever one you want. Ve'ein tolui klal b'chaviv ledei harishayin asher b'sif aleph. The Ho'ein Birkoi Se'en Shava is because we're talking about two different brachas. So Chaviv is irrelevant. Ole Yesh Oimrim Sham, but according to the second opinion, that was Toisvus. Mayri Hocha Sheshneim Chavivim Olav B'Shava. So look at Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches. V'yesh oimrim sheborir pri ho'eitz koidim. Who's that? The Bahag. V'hiskimu ho'achroinim. The achroinim agree, denochoin, it is correct, linhoig ki yesh oimrim hazeh, that you should go with this Bahag on condition that what? Im shnehem shovim b'chavivos. If you don't have any particular affinity to the apple, the banana, it's all the same, then you should make a bracha over the apple first. Ochein, im boirei pri adam chovev avav loyoysa, im avorech ala chovev, kenal b'sif aleph. Vachein im boirei pri adam hu min shiva, kagoyin kloyoy shel chitim v'tapuach, oyach min shiva saminim, yesh lo levorech tchilo ala chito, shehu min shiva v'kidemes b'posuk. Which very neatly leads us straight into Sif Dalet. So let's immediately go to Sif Dalet. Kol ha-koidem be-pasuk eretz chita u-sa-oira koidem le-bracha. This is now when you have two fruits, and both of the Maha'etz, and both of the Mashivas Aminim, whichever one is mentioned first, is the one you make a bracha. But remember the Taisus and the Gemara? The word Oretz breaks out the Pasuk. There's really two lists. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says now. The Eretz Basra Hifsik Ha'inyin. The Eretz Basra is considered a break in this Pasuk. Then V'chol, therefore V'chol HaSamuch Lai, whichever is closer to it, Choshuv Mehamu'ucha Mimenu Le'Eretz Kamo, will be more prominent than which is mentioned later to the first Oretz. So A4 and B1, what would you make halacha over? Broch over? B1. Even though A4 is mentioned before B1 in the Pasuk. But because it's 4 and B is the 1, so you make a broch over the 1.
Are they all listed in B?
No, there's five and 2. Some are listed in the first list, some are listed in the second one. Therefore, practical example, Hilkoch. Tmarim koidmim la'anovim. If you have, what's tmarim? Dates that come before grapes. Now, one second. It says, Eretz chitosayra gefen rimoin te'ino Eretz zayis shemen udvash. Which means that tmarim is number 6 in the list.
7
in the list. And Anovim is Eretz Chita, Soira, Gefen. 3 in the list. So why is 7 beating 3? The answer is because 7 is really called B2. And Gefanim, Gefen, grapes is A3. Shezeh, Sheini, Loretz Basra. Because this is the second to the second Oretz. Vezeh, Gimel, Loretz Kamo. And this is the third to the first one. So look at the Mishabra, Yutes. Kol ha-koidem de mikro zeh, because this pasuk, choyshev, reckons or mentions ha-minim shenishtabcha bohen Eretz Yisrael. It mentions all these species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised. V'chol ha-muktem ba-pasuk, and anything which is mentioned earlier on in the pasuk, hu yaisa choshev, will necessarily be considered more chashuv mei hamaucha than that which is mentioned later. Lafichach hu koidem lebracha, and that's the reason why it therefore comes first with regard to brachas. V'chita usoira dekra dekoid min l'shaminim. Now wheaten barley is actually mentioned right in the beginning of the pasuk. So it sounds like if you have chitin and grapes, you should make bracha of the chitin first. That's only if you make a tavshil out of it, not if you eat a raw kernel of wheat. Laharba poiskim, according to many poiskim, klagame besif hay. Okay. Chav koidem rebracha, af again kashamin asheni uchaviv olav. Even if, again, if you have grapes and a te'ena and a fig, so you make a bracha over grapes first, even if the fig is more chaviv. Why? Because the grape is mentioned first in the pasuk. The kosev achreinim, the achreinim write, the chashivus min shiva. This prominence that we're giving to a min shiva, lahaktim rishayin lasheni, to give precedence to whatever is mentioned first over and above that which is mentioned second, Hurak Kishenigmar Hapri. That's only if the pri is fully ripe. Aval im loy nigmar. What means if it's not quite ripe, it's not finished yet? Goin. Zayis koidem shegodel hanetz. An olive before the nates, which is like the crown on top of the olive, before that's fully formed. Now obviously we're talking about that the fruit is edible. If it's not edible, it's not a discussion. It's edible, but it's not fully ripe. So under those circumstances, af shehu rishoin la'oretz basra, even though it is the first one mentioned for the second oretz, in other words, it's B1, I would normally win the day. And choshev yoyser, and therefore is normally considered more prominent than hamu'uchar mimad neshtabcha mehem b'eretz Yisrael, but that's rak begmar pri. That's only indeed if the olive is fully formed, because if not, then it can no longer be considered more significant. Chof Aleph, v'oretz basra, the second oretz, dekein hu seder amikra, because this is now the order of the pasuk. Eretz, chita number one, sa'ira number two, gefen number three, te'eno number four, v'rimoy number five. And then what does it say the word again? Eretz, zayis shemen, udvash. Ume eretz shebe'emtza, and this eretz written in the middle of the pasuk the second time round, hava hascholas seder. That's now beginning the whole seder again. V'chol hasomich loy, and whichever is closer to it, choshev yoyser, will be considered more prominent than me'ama ucha, that which is mentioned later, sheba oretz kama, to the first oretz. So like we said, B1 beats A4, even though A4 is fourth in the pasuk, and B1 is sixth in the pasuk. Doesn't matter, but it's mentioned closer to oretz.
If you have A1 and B1, is it
that toaster says A1 gets wins a day, yeah. Tmorim koidmin, the dvash shabakra hu tmorim shayetzimen dvash. Like we said, honey comes from dates and not from bees. That's not what we're talking about. Tchila, haynu afilu lezeisim shihirishain le'aretz basra. Okay, that's something else that we haven't learned yet. Fine. That, Moirai v'raboisai, is pretty much that. The halachas are complex. Like I mentioned last time, the best ways, or really the only ways to remember it well, is to do two things. Number one, chazara. And number two, try and design for yourself, either in your mind or written out, a couple of practical cases, the ones that are perhaps most likely to be pertinent to you. So don't start writing examples of what was, you have a parsley and an arid and then a radish and an olive. It doesn't happen. But if you have an apple or banana or whichever you happen to like, so it's negeir for you. So go through the example, go through the halacha, and next time you have a shayla, even if you don't remember all the backwards and forwards, but you'll certainly remember the bottom line. You'll certainly remember the bottom line. Okay, what I'd like to do is, before we move on to the next sugya, is to do chazara of this sugya. So we have a couple of minutes, let's just make a start. You brought your Gemara brachas? Zot the Mishnah on the Mem Amud Beis. Va'al davar she'ein gidulei min ha'aretz. That which does not grow from the ground, oimer she'hakol ni'eh bidvaroi. Al ha'chometz va'al ha'nevlois va'al ha'goivai, oimer she'hakol ni'eh bidvaroi. So chometz is vinegar. Nevlois was a discussion in the Gemara. Va'al ha'goivai means some sort of kosher locust. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, kol shu min klala, anything which is a min klala, ein mevorachin olav, sounds like he's referring to all three. We'll see a discussion in the Gemara. Hoyu lefonov, now this is obviously the big discussion that we've been discussing for 2 weeks already. Hoyu lefonov minim harbe, if you have several species in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, im yesh beineyem min shiva, if you have between them a shiva saminim. olav hu mevarech, and it turns out that basically that's what we pasken. Which means chaviv, and that's what the Rambam pasken, but we don't pasken like the Rambam. Tanu rabbanon al dovor she'ein giduloi min haaretz, that which does not grow from the ground, could go in basar, behemois, chayois, va'oifois, v'dogim, meat, animals, birds, fish, oimer shakol nibidvaroi. Al hacholov, milk, vala beitzim, eggs, vala gevina, cheese. Also, oimer shahakoil. Al hapas she'ipsha. What does that mean? She'ipsha. It's begun to go moldy, but it hasn't gone completely moldy. If it's gone completely moldy, what's halacha?
No bracha.
No bracha at all. It's not food anymore. We're not dealing with that. We're talking about perfectly edible. It's just begun to get a bit moldy. Val hayayin she'hikrim. So to yayin, which hasn't become vinegar, but rather began also go a little bit sour, val hatavshil, on some sort of cooked food, she'ovar tzurasoi, where it's lost its tzura a bit, but hasn't gone moldy, oimer shahakoil, al hamelach, on salt, val hazomis, val kemein, or pitrios, types of growths and truffles and and mushrooms, oimer shahakoil, all of those things, end of list. Lameimra, does this mean to say the kmein upitria is lav gedule karkaninu? It's included in this list, which was introduced by the headline of non gedule karka, and you're including in that mushrooms and truffles. So what's the problem? Vahotanya, we have learned the braisa noider mi peiros haaretz. If somebody makes a neider not of an offering fruit of the land, osur peiros haaretz. Umuta bekemein or pitrius, because those are not peiros haaretz. But v'im omar kol gidulei karka olai osur olai. If he says that I hereby forbid myself to have any benefit from anything that grows from the ground, osur af bekemein or pitrius. So you see that kemein pitrius jolly well is gidulei karka. Stira. Omar abaya, no, it's true. Mirba Rabu Meara. But Minka Le Yonki Meara. They definitely grow out of the ground, but they don't seek their nutrients from the ground. And therefore what? So how's the answer to the question?
We have to redefine what it means going
to right. Ay Vahal Dovosh Ain Giduloi Minoretz Ketoni. But surely in our braisa, it doesn't say anything about what does or doesn't seek nutrients. It talks about whether it doesn't grow from the ground. And you just told me that this does grow from the ground. It might not be yoinik. Yoinik means it doesn't suit its nutrients. So Gemara says, you're right, we have to amend it a bit. Katani, Tani, the real correct version is Aldovo Shein yoinik min haaretz. So therefore, there's no contradiction. If you want to know, are they dovashe giduloi min haaretz? Do they grow from the ground? Absolutely yes. Therefore, if anybody takes a neder and he says, I hereby forbid on myself all benefit from that which grows from the ground, then these are definitely included. But with regard to ilchos brachos, if you're discussing that which seeks its nutrients from the ground, it doesn't. Therefore, it's not included. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll try Be'ez Hashem to do chazara right till the end of the sugya. And then we're starting another complicated sugya, you'll be thrilled to know.